miss him. I do too. It's okay. I swear it's okay. No, I don't think he'd be disappointed with who you are now. He would never. You know he loved you just as much as you love him. Yeah, you've made mistakes. It's okay to make mistakes sometimes. You've made bad choices, but who hasn't? Whatever wrongs you've done don't make you a bad person. They don't. I promise you. There's so much good in you, and that isn't undone by mistakes and missteps. You're full of good intentions and actions. Your good heart is beating right in your chest. He knew that, and he always tried to show you how much he appreciated you for it, remember? You can't have the good without the bad. And in the same way that you loved him, despite everything he was going through, didn't he do the same for you? He knew you for who you truly are, and all it did was make him even more proud of you. Proud for sticking around, in spite of all of it. You're alive, and that means you're already doing enough. Every day you survive, he'll be proud of you for it. It sucks that he isn't here with us anymore. It's the worst thing in the world. I wish he were still here too. But if he was still here, he'd say the same thing as I am. He'd want you to stay alive. You're gonna figure things out eventually. It doesn't have to all be done tonight. And even if it never happens, that doesn't mean you matter less. You will manage. The space you occupy on this planet isn't a burden or a waste. You're good just as you are. I don't think he's a terrible person for what he did. Things got too much. It could happen to anyone. I hope I can be here for you before they get too much for you. Even if somehow, one day we stop talking to each other, or we never see each other again, I want you to know that I'd be so, so grateful if you stay alive. Not for anyone else. Not for me. Not even for him. But for yourself. You deserve to stay alive for you. I mean it. I know saying things will be okay is, well, they're just words. But I believe in my heart that things will look up for you one day. Even if some days it doesn't feel like you can do more than just breathe. No one will blame you. Whatever those breaths mean. And even if they hurt like hell, it's all right. They mean you're alive. And that matters more than you think. When you cry, not out of pity for something or someone, but instead because you can't help asking why you're living like this. I hope you know you don't have to feel like that. I hope you believe that these bitter days of crying alone will prove to be beautiful days of your life. Because these are the days where, against all odds, and even facing everything that you have to face, you fought through it. Every day you spent crying is another day you chose to stay alive. and I hope that before you realize it, your life will actually become pretty alright, if not great. I promise you it'll happen one day. In fact, I'll write you a guarantee. Anytime you feel that things are awful, please remember that the most beautiful thing in the world is that moment. Fighting to keep living despite it. That moment. You. Don't ever forget that. If you can't do anything, just take a break and don't think of anything else. Let out a deep sigh. Take as many breaths as you need. Though I can't understand what they truly mean at that time, I know, he'll know, that those breaths mean you're willing to stick around. He hopes that you do. He loves you so much. And he'll be so proud of you if you do. It's okay. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. You've done a really good job. You're okay.